Our scripture this morning comes from the wisdom book, Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. If you are anything like me, you know very well the changing of the seasons. End of July is the beginning of football season. October marks hockey and basketball. Baseball ends in October and starts up again in February, about the same time the football season ends. So obviously I know my seasons well. Okay, so maybe sports seasons aren't the most important seasons that we have. I'd argue that, but I'll begrudgingly give that I have a few blind spots when it comes to sports. Maybe instead the seasons that are important to us are our seasons of spring and summer and fall and winter, depending on the places that you live in the world and the places you might live in this country. The joke around East Texas is that fall lasts for about 3 hours. And if you've ever lived there, you probably would agree with that. Maybe instead of the seasons of the year, we look to other seasons like racing season and skiing season, important economic seasons in our village. We all experience different seasons in our lives, whether they're sports seasons, whether the seasons of the changing of spring to summer to fall to autumn, economic seasons, we all have them. And some of them are even important seasons in our lives. The seasons of change that the wisdom poet from Ecclesiastes shares with us in this beautiful poem eloquently put together the different things that we experience in our lives, or at least what was experienced in their lives at the time, and that we can sometimes translate into our own time and place. Pete Seeger from The Birds did a wonderful job of adding just three simple words to this poem. Turn, turn, turn. To remind us that the seasons that the poet is speaking of are seasons that do continually go on from one place to another, from one time to another. Day to day, year to year, decade after decade, and century after century. The seasons of existence are seasons that are always changing, but they're seasons that are also never ending. They go on. They're seasons that continue in the timeless eternity of God. You see, the seasons that the wisdom poet from Ecclesiastes shares with us are not simply seasons that happen within our existence. They're very simple. You know, time to love, time to hate, time for war, time to sow, time to harvest. They're pieces of existence, but they're interwoven into the cosmic reality of God. They flow through and within God's eternity. And while they are not always directed by God, the poet doesn't really say that God controls what's going on here. They are intricately interwoven with what and who God is, in God's timelessness, in God's continuality, in everything that God does. The seasons open in this poem with the promise of life from God. There is a time to be born, and there's a promise of peace to close things out. I think the poet does a wonderful job in those first and last stanzas, opening with birth so that life is more important than death. And in the last piece, there is a time for war, but there is a time for peace, because peace is much more important than the violence that we do to one another. In between those opening and closing, the time to be born and the time for peace, the seasons of our lives intertwine with the work of God in God's existence and through God's hope. Life happens. For every time and everything, there is a time and for a purpose under heaven. God doesn't necessarily direct those things, but God does touch them. And so it has been with our time together. And this is where I cry. I'm just going to warn you now. God has been an integral part of the season that we have shared together. We've had some wonderful times. We've had great fellowship. We've had times together of healing and of grieving and of mourning. We have celebrated and we have worshiped. We have praised and we have praised. We've praised and we have prayed together. We have shared our passion for the mission of God, and we have opened our hearts to one another and to our community. It hasn't always been perfect. In some cases, it hasn't always been fun. But it has been touched by the power and grace of God, filled with the Spirit of God in Christ and born in God's love. It has been a season of grace. It has been a season that I will cherish. The good times and the bad times. I've learned much about myself in these past 4 years. I've learned much about my ministry, about my call, and about God. I have been touched by each one of you in different ways. Going and visiting people as they're sharing with their loved ones at the end of their time together. Going and marching in parades or running a bed up a hill and almost killing myself in a bed race. The pastor almost died going up that hill. Huh. Peace Village and sharing moments with teenagers, transitioning into high school and into college and sharing some of their lives. My life has been touched greatly by you. It has been loved by you. I know that. There's no doubt that you have loved me and Julie to the best of your ability, and we have loved you to the best of ours. And now it is a season, it is time for our season together to close. It's a time of transition for all of us, for Julie and I moving back to a place that is home, although it is home, but it is still strange. And for this place, for you, and for this community of faith, a time of transition from one leadership to another. A time for you to seek and find another who will guide you in God's grace, love, and mercy. And as we live through these seasons, I know that God will be with us, touching us and leading us, binding us together, and offering us new life. And so today, let us celebrate what has been, give thanks to God for this season together. I give thanks for you. I pray for you. I offer you my heart always in grace, in love, in thanksgiving to God. Amen. Thank you.
And now may God bless and keep you. May God's face shine on you and be gracious to you. May God look upon you with peace, now and always. Amen.